Hi, this is Bookish Bright, and this is a message for anyone who consumes any of my content on Reddit. If you don't know the difference between a social and a parasocial relationship, I encourage you to pause this audio and go do a little bit of research. I'm not going to include any links because resources on this will change quickly, so I encourage you to find something that is most up to date. I have a lot of opinions about the blurring of lines between social and parasocial relationships on Reddit, and to that end, I want to make it very clear that if you consume my content, you don't owe me anything. I expect nothing monetary. I never intend to monetize this account. I never intend to do explicit commissions or private recordings. If there's something else that you need for a different kind of artistic endeavor, shoot me a message. That's the kind of project I'm more than happy to discuss. I've had work used in a few different venues, and it's been really interesting. The same thing would go with collaborations. It really has to do with the person, the concept, the script, just lots of factors. I will always take suggestions. I just ask that they be DM'd. I have some limits and some dynamics and subjects that I prefer to keep in my personal life rather than my audios, and that's just not a conversation I want to have with a scriptwriter. I'm sure their scripts are lovely and beautiful, and someone will want to fill them. It just might not be me for my own personal reasons. I appreciate upvotes and reward and awards. If you're going to do those, please don't spend any real-world money on them. I'm lucky enough to be in a position where I can purchase my equipment and I can pay for Reddit Premium if I need it. And it actually makes me kind of uncomfortable when people try to spend money on me for work that I do because it's a passion project. The flip side of that is that if you do regularly interact with my content, that doesn't mean that I owe you anything that I'm not already putting out. Personal details about me, I mean, I'm verified as female everywhere on Reddit that I am verified. I should change my bios because I am on the older end, like I'm in the older half of millennials. So if you're not comfortable interacting with or consuming the content of someone who is over the age of 30, it's completely your right to unfollow me, block me. I want to make sure that you consume content knowing full well what you're in for, you can make an informed decision and that you can continue to consume and enjoy the content that makes you comfortable and makes you feel safe. I will never post anything about my location, any physical details. I'll never post photos. I have some jewelry that I can't remove. I have tattoos. It's too much stress. It's not something that would make me happy or really has anything to do with what I enjoy doing, which is sort of creating a sandbox for your imagination to play with. You can take my voice and you can imagine that I'm 4'9" or 6'3". You can imagine that I'm curvy, more lithe, whatever it is you enjoy. You can project that onto my voice and I'm happy to be that. I think what's made me really uncomfortable, starting from everything that happened with Professor Cal, all the way up through Hank and Todd and Sam, I think is Internet Dad X's name, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with how rapidly they gained notoriety and immediately monetized their content. They went from amateurs to professionals without, I think, having a good feeling for how to manage the attention and how to interact with the people who were consuming their content. I'm a little bit loath to refer to content creators, the people who've actually vocalized the scripts, as voice actors. I think it's a little bit of a misnomer, and I really don't want to call the consumers fans. That's a whole different dynamic. But a lot of folks, when they set up their Patreons, they included access into Discord servers as part of the reward, which changes the value of their time even more and makes the power disparity between the creator and the consumer even greater. It really blurs that line between the persona that's being created by the content creator and the real life people who are consuming it. And I think that's where a lot of the issues came from. No one was sure what was role play and what wasn't. Boundaries and limits were never discussed between them, and abuse happened that, while maybe not intentional, is still the content creator's responsibility. And most of them have taken responsibility. They have apologized. I hope they learn to be better, but that is for them and for their victims and their loved ones to sort out. I will never join or start any sort of Discord. especially not one behind a paywall. I do like the Twitch streams that some folks have done for charity. I think that's been really fantastic, taking your pretend points on Reddit and trying to translate them into dollars that support change for causes that you deeply believe in. I mean, you're putting such incredible time and effort in. I can't do anything else but be impressed. So that might be the one gray area, but I'm here because I like analyzing text. I like finding monologues and poems and passages from books and scripts, and I like recording them and learning some of the sound editing. I forgot how much I enjoyed recording Foley. I used to do it in college. It's been sort of a neat adventure to go on, especially someone who finds human sexuality really fascinating. I'm demisexual, so I am not looking for any kind of erotic or intimate conversations or explicit with anyone from Reddit. I'm polyamorous. I'm polysaturated. Have been for a long time, like the better part of 10 years. So that's why I'm here. I'm here to explore, and I'm here to learn, and I'm here to take some of the acting training and the technical training that I've been lucky enough to have and do something with it that has kept me from absolutely losing my mind during quarantine. So if you've listened this far, thank you. If you have listened to my content, I hope that you have enjoyed it and taken something from it. I hope your time on GWA is safe and helps you figure out more about yourself and spend some enjoyable hours. And until you hear my voice again, thank you.